escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beach and Company. Stop flipping around the dial. Beach and Company. And let's hit the beach for a while. Beach and Company. The all-around talk of the town. Beach and Company. He'll pick you right up when you're down. Beach and Company. Sandy's on the air making Buffalo proud. He's bigger than life and twice as loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now. Sandy.
Hello, hello. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach. Wow. Well, the replacement team is here now. Tony Caligiuri is producing. I'm on the air. John Simon has turned into a popsicle. It's below freezing in that studio. It's a little warmer here, and I'm surrounded with Clorox bleach wipes. I got more that I could go into the business here.
930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach.
Wow, they put out a giant email yesterday from our new general manager. Did you get that one, Tony?
Yes, I did.
Giant email.
Yep.
All kinds of preparations here for battling whatever we have to battle. They brought in cleaning crews, and we've got our own individual wipes. And pretty soon, they're on order. We're going to get our own mic shield. See this right here? But I've been wanting one of these for, 23 years?
Basically, they are pretty old now.
So they're going to take these and throw them away and put new ones in as soon as they get them. But until then, we have these. Look, I got my Clorox disinfecting wipes. Kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. Kills cold and flu viruses. See, Tony and I have a problem. And here's the problem. We have things that have been going on long before this virus thing, and we can't let anybody see them because they'll run in terror. I have a dry cough. That's why I always have cough drops with me. I think I breathe through my mouth and not through my nose. So I have in both pockets every day I have cough drops. I'm afraid to cough. I'm afraid to cough around anybody for fear that they'll run in terror. Tony has allergies. Okay, he's afraid to do things that you have to do when you have allergies because he's having allergies now. We want you to know, though, if you see us, we're okay. And did you see that? The mayor did an elbow bump with Maz.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
I was getting coffee. I need fluid.
Now, and we're not, nobody's coming into the studios. Do you see that?
Yeah, which kind of hurts me on Saturdays for doing the high school show because I depend on others
true.
And, you know, just the way we do the program.
But I'm sure you're pro enough you can make the adjustment with no problem at all.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of phone interviews.
Yeah, you can do phone stuff. So, yeah, we got that. And so nobody, the entire sales department's working from home.
We're essential.
They're working from home. They'll be at their computers all day. I'm sure there'll be no game playing there.
No.
Absolutely. We'll miss them. But meanwhile, there's nobody here.
It's kind of empty.
Just the news department.
In fact, there was no. I had to make coffee because there was no.
Did you?
Yep.
Tim's here though, and Tim was disinfecting everything yesterday. He sent a memo out saying he was wiping everything down.
I wiped everything down Friday before I left.
Did you?
Yeah, that's just like
good.
You know, habit.
I used to drive the jocks crazy in when I was at KB. When I was on the air and programming, because I had a feather duster, and I used to come in every day and feather dust the entire, all of the equipment and stuff like that.
But that wasn't the problem. It was that maid outfit you wore.
Well, it was a French maid.
It was.
And they asked if I could only do that, I would be welcome in the studio. So I did, and I looked fetching in it.
You had the legs for it.
I had the legs for a French maid outfit. So we're seeing a lot of things happening. Some of it makes sense. Some of it doesn't to me. And so we'll go from there. But one of the things that amazes me is how people, whether it's a snowstorm or it's any kind of a storm, or in this case it's a medical thing, people run to the store and buy milk and toilet paper. I guess people, if we just stopped during a normal day and looked in their closet, we would find no toilet paper. I always have four or five rolls around and got one in each bathroom. I have four bathrooms, so it's four rolls there, maybe five in the supply closet. You keep a supply. I don't think people go roll to roll, do they?
No. Jeannie buys the big package.
Yeah, we do too.
You know, stores it in the shelf, and you know when you need it, you need it.
Heavy duty, not that single ply. No, do we say no to two-ply?
Tell Cheryl Crow to mind her own business.
Yeah, she's one, although as a house guest, she's certainly welcome. One square at a time. Sweet Jesus.
<Yeah. laughs> Here, Cheryl, here's some disinfectant.
Yeah,
hand sanitizer.
She is definitely one you would want to elbow.
Yeah.
One sheet, man. Here, give me the elbow. That's good. So we got a lot to talk about today. When we come back, we'll start doing that on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is a Beach and Company. We got a lot to talk about regarding the coronavirus and the responses from the various governments. I saw a couple of the press conferences. Let's see. The county had one, and both counties, Niagara and Erie, had press conferences and saw what they had to say, kind of caught up on the national things. And I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime, and before my lifetime was actually World War II, and I'm sure we saw things like this because they had rationing, and they changed plants around from civilian products to military hardware and things like that. But I haven't seen anything this widespread this fast, and it's all over the world, and so there's no place to go. If you look at the map and you made the map a certain color, if they're experiencing it, the whole world would be basically the same color. Some good news, I think, was that the percentages were lessening in China, which is where this all started. But there's some things going on that seemed strange. And among them are going out and hoarding. There's no need for that. There's plenty of product, but people just get that way. I guess they figured, well, we might be in here for a while. You know what? You know who should advertise?
Who?
Marv Levy, saying not going anywhere for a while.
Where would you rather be than right here, right now?
Now. But especially when he did the candy bar. What candy bar was it?
Snickers?
Snickers. Not going anywhere for a while would be appropriate because we're basically staying home and sneezing among our relatives, and that's that. And even places like Roswell, if you're going to visit somebody who's there, can be no more than one person, and they have a whole guideline of things. And so it's good to take the proper precautions. But some people aren't taking it seriously enough. Certainly, the people that were at the Chippewa Street bars saying, we don't need no stinking parade. We're here. We're going to party anyway. Kind of missed the point on that one. We'll see where that ends up. What do we have? Seven now. I think seven is the number of people who have it locally. Yes.
The one thing that I'm confused, I guess, is because I'm reading conflicting reports from different people in the medical field. And, you know, like, okay, who do I believe?
Well, the Fauci, the little guy, certainly seems to be the leading voice and the one that's most admired among the researchers and whatever. However, doctors are no different than any other profession. They can have the same amount of expertise and have different opinions on how to go about treating it. So it doesn't surprise me that there are some conflicting voices. But I think basically the president brought out a who's who, a stage full of experts, and they are maintaining the vigil of trying to find out what we can do to get rid of this.
I had a conversation with one of our regulars on Friday, and Peter from St. Catharines is a well-respected person as far as things like this,
an
infectious disease expert.
Yeah.
And you know, he's called and dropped some knowledge on us, and I'm hoping that he calls in today. But there's somebody that I can definitely trust.
Yeah, and at 9:28, which is exactly 2 minutes from now, we will go to the network and find out what's going on with the market. Let's hope that the market takes a good steady climb as we take more precautions. And meanwhile, the Fed interest rate is practically zero. So we'll see. But we'll go there exactly at 9:28. So stand by for that. Meanwhile, I want to ask you a couple of questions. What would tempt you to leave the house? Maybe something you need to buy, something you want to do, somewhere you have to be. There's a lot of things necessary because we're not under martial law, although looking at the way this thing's going, who knows. But the bottom line is, what would tempt you? And I'd also like your opinion of the partiers at the Chippewa Street bars. You would think they'd all be a young, immature, college campus runaways. But some of them were older and more mature and should have understood that this was not a joke. Certainly, if it was a joke, nobody was laughing, I can tell you that. So I'd like your opinion of those two things. What would tempt you to leave the house? Maybe something you have to have. You have to have it in order to get by. I don't think there's much out there that's automatically life or death situation, but it is certainly important enough that you would clean up, get dressed, take a shower, get dressed, and go out and participate in something or buy something. And give me your verbatims of things you've heard and the things you've seen when out shopping, especially.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host-
host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, we're going to go to the network and find out what's going on with the stock market.
This is live coverage from ABC News. Here is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky.
We're about to hear the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange as trading begins for a new week on Wall Street after global stocks fell again on Monday after central bank moves to shore up economic growth failed to dispel investor fears over coronavirus controls. Trading in Wall Street futures was halted overnight after futures markets fell by the maximum 5%. Let's get right to Caleb Silver, our friend from Investopedia, who's been helping us understand the financial fallout from the coronavirus. Does not appear that investors are reassured at all, Caleb.
Absolutely not. And the Fed did take emergency measures, as you mentioned, on Sunday evening. But the Fed takes emergency measures when we're in an emergency, and we're in one right now. The stock market is about to open. It'll open at least 7 to 9% down. If it opens 7% down, we'll get another one of those trading halts for 15 minutes as they pass all those sell orders through and make sure the markets operate in an orderly fashion.
The Fed on Sunday made an emergency cut to its key interest rate, slashing it by a full percentage point to a range between 0 and 0.25%. The central banks said it would stay there until it feels confident the economy can survive a near shutdown of activity in the United States. And a near shutdown of activity is about what we have, as restaurants and bars that employ 4 million people or more are now taken offline. Those workers go without a paycheck, and they are counting on a stimulus package that's going to be hammered out from Washington. We'll check in with White House correspondent Karen Travers here in a moment after we hear the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange and what appears to be another down day in the offing. No customary applause on the balcony at the New York Stock Exchange for the ringing of the opening bell after global stocks fell sharply overnight. Wall Street appears headed for another down day, right off the bat, down more than 9%, down more than 2,000 points. ABC's Karen Travers is with us from her post at the White House as the White House and Congress continue to try and hammer out some kind of economic stimulus package that'll help ordinary workers, Karen.
And, you know, really, it's only one step of the way into that process. We saw the House pass that second economic stimulus plan last week that the House Democrats negotiated with the Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. And this was going to provide direct relief to Americans impacted by coronavirus, paid sick leave for 14 days, extending unemployment insurance, as well as food security programs being expanded. The Senate still has to pass this, Aaron. They're in session this week. The House is on recess, but it looks like it might take a couple of days for the Senate to get through some of the procedural stuff they need to do in order to vote on this package. The president has said he's pleased with it. He will sign it, but it's not going to be instant. Also important to note, this is just step two in what many here in Washington say could be a many-step process. They already passed that several billion dollars measure on coronavirus a week and a half ago, now this one, and they say there will likely be bigger ones to come, which could be specific industry bailouts. Already a lot of buzz in Washington about a bailout for the airline industry as people just stop traveling altogether. The airlines are raising really significant red flags about what's about to happen.
ABC's Karen Travers with us from her post covering the White House. Trading has now been halted at the New York Stock Exchange after stocks opened up down nearly 10% right from the opening bell. Caleb Silver at Investopedia. Caleb.
Yeah, so they do close so they can process all those orders. When they reopen, if stocks have fallen to 10%, they'll close for another hour. and make sure all those orders get processed. If we fall 20% today, they'll close it for the day. So we're in some very heady times. The volatility has been raging for the past 2 weeks. Today, no different. And those rate cuts by the Federal Reserve last night and the quantitative easing measures it announced are not landing well with banks, which are down somewhere between 15 and 20%. Bank of America getting hit the worst. Apple down more than 12% right before the open. So every stock, every sector getting hammered this morning, and we should expect that to continue throughout the day.
A national emergency has been declared, and once again, trading has been halted at the New York Stock Exchange after the markets opened down more than 9%. This followed a sharp sell-off overseas. Let's check in with the foreign desk, ABC's Tom Rivers. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. Yeah, and we saw that, if you will, the pre-trading in Asia going down. Europe opened up. Looking right now in London, the FTSE 100 down 7.37%. We're looking in Paris down 11.31%, Frankfurt down 9.78%, everything going down. Oil futures here, Brent crude is down to about 28 a barrel. So really, really down there. And the pound again falling against the euro heavily, down as well against the dollar.
ABC's Tom Rivers with us from his post at the foreign desk in London. Trading has been halted at the New York Stock Exchange. Stocks fell more than 7% right from the open. And Caleb Silver with Investopedia is with us. Another nosedive for stocks, for oil prices. The second emergency interest rate cut in the United States effectively to zero. What's it going to take, Caleb, for investors to feel any better?
The important thing is that all these measures taken by the Federal Reserve, the U.S. government, governments around the world, now the IMF pledging $1 trillion in loans, all of these things are not here to stem the current crisis, which is a medical crisis. They are here to get us out of it once we cross through it and the number of new cases levels out or starts to decline outside of China, where that's already started to happen. So all these measures will stimulate the economy, but right now, economies local and nationwide and around the world are in a standstill as everyone comes to terms with dealing with this crisis. They are here to get us out of it and propel lending, propel businesses once we do. But for right now, they're kind of falling on deaf ears as investors face this mountain of uncertainty and continue to sell stocks and almost every other asset class into this big, volatile market that we're seeing right now.
Yeah, and as you say, Caleb, it does have a bit of a two-edged sword effect. On one hand, it's meant to deal with an emergency. On the other hand, when the Fed takes dramatic action like that, it tells you there is an emergency, and it really brings home the severity of the situation.
Absolutely. They only do these things when they have to, and they've made moves that are very similar to what they did during the 2008-2009 financial crisis. But that was a financial crisis, a liquidity crisis, as banks have become overextended. This is not that. They want to prepare banks for that shock once their business dries up, because with interest rates so low, nobody really wants to borrow. Banks don't make any money off lending. Stores, big box retailers, pretty much everywhere you look across the economy, it's shut down. So there's no movement of money, and they want to make sure that when that starts again, there's plenty of it, it's cheap to get to, and businesses and banks will start loaning and borrowing and get the economy back up to speed.
Caleb Silver is with us from Investopedia as the stock market has plunged to its limit for the moment right after the open. Trading has been halted at the New York Stock Exchange for 15 minutes so all the sell orders can be processed in an orderly fashion. Stock futures had plunged to their daily limit on Sunday evening and in the overnight hours. So this was really the first chance that investors had to react after the Federal Reserve cut interest rates to near zero. And Washington tried to work out some kind of fiscal stimulus package. We're going to hear from the president a little bit later on today, we think. ABC's Karen Travers covers the White House for us. Karen, is there anything more in the offing from the White House?
The president has been still pushing for a payroll tax cut, but that, of course, was not received well last week by members of Congress, including Republicans, who thought it was not the right measure to do right now. That doesn't mean they're not going to keep pushing this, and especially as part of a third bailout or stimulus package that they're going to start considering as soon as the Senate passes this second one and gets it to the president for his signature. The president yesterday came out in the briefing room, made some brief remarks, and was very pleased with what the Federal Federal Reserve had done. He said he was very surprised to see that on a Sunday. He called it a tremendous thing, that announcement about slashing interest rates. And the president said, I would think there are a lot of people on Wall Street that are very happy. That does not seem to be the case this morning. We were starting to see the rumblings of that last night, that that was just not enough to calm all of this anxiety.
Karen, it was striking as the president introduced CEOs of private sector firms that are assisting with the federal response. He did mention how Wall Street on Friday closed up significantly by about 2,000 points. And is he likely to now take responsibility for the market going down almost 10%?
He has not. I mean, this is a president in the past who has taken great credit when the market's gone up, says it's because of his economic policies. When it's gone down, he has studiously avoided commenting on that or has found other outlets or reasons as to why there was a plunge. Notably, on Friday, as you mentioned, when the market ended up, the president was out in the Rose Garden talking. I mean, they timed a press conference to have it around the market's closing. The president came out with representatives from major American retailers who say, don't worry, our supply chains are fine, we're stocking shelves, everybody should not panic about things just suddenly drying up. And also the president was announcing that there was agreement on that stimulus plan and that there was going to be relief getting to Americans at some point in the very near future. That was Friday. Very, very different situation today. And I think our analysts were expecting that all of the gains then from Friday are going to be wiped out very quickly.
ABC's Karen Travers, who covers the White House, working from home, like so many Americans are, assuming they have that option. But many Americans cannot work from home because they rely on service industry jobs. And much of the service industry has been shut down by local and state governments, especially bars and restaurants, places where people gather. Caleb Silver at Investopedia. Is this the most severe aspect right now? People who rely on a bar, on a restaurant, or something where they need the tips, is that where we should be focused right now, or are we beyond that?
Well, that's just one part of it. That, you know, the service industry in general is a huge part of the U.S. economy. So that counts for waiters, that counts for people that work in other types of stores with face-to-face interaction with customers. It's a huge part of what we do, and if that's effectively shut down, some of those folks may end up going without paychecks for a while. What we don't want to see is that businesses start to suffer so much that they can't hold on. They either close down, start laying off workers, or doing mandatory furloughs. That's going to hurt even more. So this is a global economic crisis, but it's very personal to individuals who rely on that paycheck or those tips to get by on the day-to-day. The stock market is the stock market, and about half the country's invested in it. But as we know, the gains have gone to the top 1%, the folks that have been invested with the most money for the longest period of time. The markets will shake out eventually, but the personal hit, the individuals' incomes and their way of life and their families is going to be very severe. And getting out of that, once this clears or once we see a leveling of cases and get back to business as usual, is the biggest challenge at hand.
How much are investors looking to the federal government for that piece of it, for the recovery piece?
Well, they're not looking at it right now because they're looking at the day-to-day of, okay, kids are out of school, I can't go to work, I don't know when my next paycheck's going to come, my clients have canceled their appointments or people are canceling reservations. But these stimulus measures will matter when the time comes. The time is just not right now. We got to get through this downturn. There'll be intense volatility, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks. Lots of selling, lots of pessimism. But once we hit that proverbial bottom, these measures will have an enormous impact and we'll spring back up. It may not be a V-shaped recovery right out of the gate. It may be a U. It may be a slower climb. But because these measures are in place, they will work, just not right now.
Caleb Silver at Investopedia. Trading at the New York Stock Exchange was halted right from the opening bell. The S&P 500 tumbled 8% at the open. That triggered the automatic 15-minute halt of all three major indices. The Dow opened down almost 10%, more than 2,200 points. Traders reacted to the drastic measure taken over the weekend by the Federal Reserve to try and stave off a global recession, a second emergency interest rate cut. Though, Caleb, we're seeing the limits of federal policy here. You can cut interest rates, but that doesn't protect anybody from, you know, getting the virus.
Absolutely not. It's a medical crisis. So all they can do is enact monetary policy, and they've done it. And they still have some ammunition, even though rates are between 0 and 0.25% near historic lows. They have loosened lending restrictions and borrowing restrictions for banks. Those were raised after the 2008-2009 financial crisis to make sure banks had ample liquidity to loan to small businesses and individuals and other big companies. They've lessened those. They've also coordinated a global monetary policy agreement with other central banks around the world to make sure that they loan with each other. What we don't want is the financial system, namely banks, to tighten up so much that they don't release money, they don't loan money, and when people need it, they're not there to give it to them. If we have bank failures here, and we could, that could become a very serious problem for economies across the United States and around the world.
Caleb Silver at Investopedia, as trading has been halted at the New York Stock Exchange following an open down more than 8% on the S&P 500, down nearly 10% at the Dow Jones Industrial Average after the second emergency rate cut by the Federal Reserve. Only seems to add to this sense of panic among investors who are worried that coronavirus is paralyzing supply chains and squeezing company finances. I'm Aaron Katursky. You've been listening to live coverage from ABC News.
Everything's different. We're going to re-up the show. Here we go. Crank it up to the beginning. What have I seen that's different? When I came in today, I saw Clorox wipes all over the place. And I understand that yesterday, on a day when there wouldn't be many people in here anyway, they did a good deep cleaning here. And we're getting new mic shields. These are going away. They're going to the mic shield heaven. And we're going to get new ones. And I think each of us is going to have our own individual one, Tony.
Oh, neat.
How good is that? They're $1.82 each. And we're going the full route. New one for each of the guys.
I almost feel important.
Yeah, and you should. And now the mayor came in today in studio. And instead of the customary handshake, gave Maz an elbow bump. It was kind of a moving moment. Now, Tony, you just went out to use the restroom, and you said you went through several protocols.
Well, one, I opened the door with my elbows and pushed open because they have the type of door handle. All you got to do is put a little pressure down,
sure,
and the door opens, so I'm not using my hand.
Are you sure it was your elbow? Because I've heard people say you don't know your whatever from your elbow.
That is true. They're not lying there.
It was your elbow.
It
okay.
was my elbow.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure of it. So anyway, well, coming back, there's a... disinfectant wipes on the table as soon as you walk in, and it says please use upon entering. So I grab one, make sure I wipe over my hands again. Even though I didn't touch the door handle, I'm still making sure.
Very good.
And I wash for over 20 seconds, warm soapy water, but I do that anytime anyway.
Sing happy birthday.
Either happy birthday or the ABCs.
All right, well, that's very good. So.
Can you tell me what comes after H?
I don't know.
Okay.
So we got all this, and our staff is gone. They're not gone, but they're not here. Our sales staff is at home, and our general manager is at home. And let's see, this is a skeleton staff, I guess, Tony. And we're asking people out there, what would tempt you to leave the house? Something that... is pretty important to you that you either had to have or wanted to have or had to do or wanted to do. What would tempt you to leave the house? Also, your reaction to the Chippewa Street bars, they canceled the parade, but I guess the partier said, hey, we don't need no stinking parade. We can have our own parade. And so they were there. I'd like your opinion on that. Also, the political aspect of all this. It was politicized right away with Chuck Schumer. And if you saw the debate last night, it was all about how much each of them hated Trump's reaction to the virus and how they could do a better job. The whole thing was that. They have no shame. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930.
No, you're right. They absolutely don't. But let's get a Facebook in before Rush Limbaugh. Sue says, I am keeping a low key. Bars are being ridiculous, not following the instructions. The bar goers will be spreading this virus and licenses will be lost.
Yeah, that they're pretty serious about this stuff as well. They have to be. And almost all the sports have been wiped off the map temporarily. I feel a little badly for WGR because that's what they talk about. The very thing that they talk about, sports, is gone.
Yeah, tell me about it. You wiped out high school sports, and I'm like, okay, now what are we going to talk about?
Exactly, singing and dancing.
There we go.
That would be nice. Can Howard Simon dance? I'm not really sure.
Maybe John can. I'll ask him.
Yeah, maybe his son can, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. We'll see. We'll be back with more after this.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.